Or.
I'm Scott Ferguson. This TSN 1050 Sports Center update for Infiniti. Lease the new Infiniti Q50 Signature Edition sedan for $498 per month at 1.9% with Sport Appearance Package. Explore more at GTA Infiniti Retailer today. The Maple Leafs power play has been in a slump for the bulk of this month. Mike Babcock addressing that issue today.
Whether you score or not, you got to build momentum for your hockey club. You can't take momentum away. So obviously, we got to work on that. When our power plays, like a top 10 power play in the National Hockey League, has been good. Most of the year, it's in a lull right now. We got to get it back.
Colorado shooting for a 10th straight victory is at the ACC tonight. Morgan Riley out once again with that upper body injury. We've got all the action for you starting at 6:30 with Leafs game night. From the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have fired coach Jason Kidd. Bucks assistant Joe Prunty takes over on an interim basis. And now Pro Football Hall of Famer James Lofton, now a color analyst for CBS, joining Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
Leafs Avs tonight. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. Pre-game in 1 hour. Puck drop at 7 p.m. Looks as if the Maple Leafs have placed Morgan Riley on the IR. So they've called up Valiev from the Marlies. And I guess that means Riley obviously not playing tonight. We knew that.
You know what Bab says about the IR?
Generally 10 days.
Well, he won't be playing against Chicago or Dallas later in the week. And then they go into the All-Star break. So that doesn't surprise me. When he wasn't playing tonight, I didn't think he would play the rest of the week.
Shut him down until All-Star break. You have a point cushion. You have to do some evaluation in-house. See what you have before you start making moves at the deadline. Now, I'm not suggesting you're showcasing these guys, but you've got to figure out if they can play at the NHL level at some point.
I thought Dermott looked pretty good on Saturday.
Fine.
And he'll obviously be playing tonight. So anyway, we'll get back into that later this afternoon. Yesterday, the NFC side of things, it was brutal, let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, if you're an Eagles fan, it was outstanding. And if you had the Eagles on the money line and covering the number and all that stuff, you felt great about it. But the Vikings, they got spanked. It wasn't even close. Case Keenum went Case Keenum. And Nick Foles went Joe Montana. Yeah. And I didn't really see that coming. But the story of the weekend was what happened in the fourth quarter. Again, the Pats beating the Jaguars. And the Jags blow a 10-point lead. And what's amazing about this is how great the Pats are. They choked that game away. The Jags were up 10 with the best defense in the league with 8 minutes to go. And they choked it away. And everyone's like, great job. You really showed well. Good for you. Like, participation badges get handed out to the teams that lose to the Pats. This is pro sports, and we're like, good work. Yeah, you
same
blew a 10-point lead.
Atlanta in the Super
totally.
Bowl. Good try. You almost had them.
You had a great year, and hey, you're up 28-3. That's worth something.
But that speaks to what the
They'll
Patriots
make sweatshirts
are.
About that. That's how good you were.
But that's what speaks to how good the Patriots are.
Absolutely. Participation badges. If you lose, it's all good. The greatness of the Pats. Here's Pro Football Hall of Famer, longtime NFLer, NFL analyst for CBS, joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Here is James Lofton. Why are we not talking more about the Jags choking that game away, James? Did you see it that way?
Not really. I think when I watch games, and I'm more inclined, and when I was coaching with the San Diego Chargers, Marty Schottenheimer said this about the games. He said the score is irrelevant until there are zeros on the clock. And if you don't play it that way, and if you're behind or if you're ahead, and you start to kind of look at the clock, and I'm not sure if the Jags even did that. I had a chance to do some of their ball games this year. When your defense has to go out and it's first down on the 30-yard line after your offense hadn't been able to move and they've been three and out and you sat down for all of 90 seconds on the bench and you got to trot back out there, that's a tough assignment. Even if you are, quote, the best defense in the league, when you have to operate on a short field like that, you look at the drive before that when they were assisted by a long pass interference call, and they had a long pass interference call before the half ended, and that's how the Patriots clawed back into the game. Now, there's a little bit that has to be said about the Patriots. In the first game of the year, A.J. Boye went up against his former team, the Houston Texans, and he had three penalties in that game. He was flagged for pass interference against DeAndre Hopkins over and over again. And the Patriots probably looked at that and they said, when we have a shot, here's a guy who does not play the ball, kind of plays the receiver, may tend to panic a little bit when that deep ball is thrown down the field against him, and we can take advantage of that. And they did.
In the moment, I don't think there was much focus on it, but now that we look back on it, a lot of people are combing over Doug Marrone's decision to take a knee 55 yeah. seconds left in the first half with two timeouts. What kind of message would that send to you if you were in the room?
I think it sends the same message that he's probably preached all year long. We're going to be a little conservative on offense. We will pick our spot to take our shots. But we're not, you know, we're just not going to throw it all around the park. They never did during the course of the year. They won with good defense. They won with a above average running game. You can really look at the numbers and they will impress you more than they do when you watch them play. The second and nines, the second and eights that they had in the ballgame yesterday, that's pretty typical of what they did the entire course of the year. Leonard Fournette was not a, oh, give him the ball on first down, and all of a sudden we've got second and three. He didn't have those type of holes at any time during the year. It was always kind of running to darkness, making a little more out of nothing than what anyone could possibly envision. So the Jaguars, like most teams, have a flaw. When you can look at every team in the league, and they have a flaw, some bigger than others, some have multiple flaws, but every team has a flaw. And offensively, they had that little bit of a flaw where the offensive line is not great, and you have to do some things to work around them.
With Pro Football Hall of Famer James Lofton here on Overdrive, everyone's got their own take, whether it's a statistic, whether it's a part of the program, whether it's a specific player, maybe the head coach, as to why they feel the Pats are so great. Is there one thing in particular that makes them so great to you?
Well, when you get this far into a run, and I remember when the season was kicking off and, you know, everybody's trying to figure out, you know, who their favorites are before the season starts, you always would try and hit the default button when you went to the AFC. Okay, who other than the Patriots could possibly mm-hmm. be in this thing? And I think the Patriots themselves just firmly believe it. When you go to training camp, I would say in the AFC and in the NFC, you probably have six teams that when their head coach stands up in front of them and they say, our goal this year is to get to the Super Bowl. And out of those six teams out of 32, you've got some head nodding going on. The other 26 teams, you got some head scratching going on when the head coach delivers that message because they're going, you really think so? I don't know about that because our secondary sucks, or we can't run the ball, or we don't have an edge pass rusher. So I think when it's a short list when the season starts, and we adjusted at about, you know, the middle of the season. And, you know, when we did that, we thought, oh, look at Philadelphia. And then all of a sudden they lose Carson Wentz, and you go, well, throw them out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to our surprise, there they are.
Well, and they've surprised the world, man. I mean, I was one of them who wrote them off when Wentz went down. And
yeah, but, like, what about their confidence? It's the same thing every time when New England goes to the Super Bowl. They're feeling good.
I can't remember which injury happened first, Carson Wentz or Jason Peters. But when Jason Peters went down, I thought, oh, this is it.
I think Peters went down after Wentz, but you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Pro Bowl quarterback, Pro Bowl left tackle.
Yeah.
And they're in a Super Bowl. And decisively, I mean, they didn't smoke Atlanta, but they completely outplayed them in the second half. And yesterday was a complete non-contest. And now you look at the boards in Vegas. You know, the Pats are 5.5, 6, 6.5 point favorites. Do those odds make sense to you based on what you've seen out of the Eagles?
I've never been one to look at the spreads a lot because I know that the spreads are there to entice people to want to gamble.
Right.
You know, when the lottery gets real big, everybody goes out and buys a lottery ticket. So when the spread is something that, oh, look at this. New England's favored by 11 points over Jacksonville. No way that's going to happen. I'm going to put some money down. So that's what the spreads are for. So within a point or two, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of difference because this game is not about covering if you're playing in the game. This game is just about winning. No, I don't think I've ever heard anybody in the loser's locker room go, "Hey, man, we just covered." And if they did, it would be front page news.
Right. Yeah. Pete Rose is playing in the NFL. Well, did you see enough? I know this is a team sport. And listen, the Eagles got a lot of talent, but there is focus on the quarterback position for obvious reasons. Did you see enough out of Nick Foles to believe he can win a Super Bowl in 2 weeks?
Well, I remember going into the game and I said, this is a 15-10-5 game. And in that, I wanted Jay Ajayi to carry the ball 15 times. I wanted LeGarrette Blount to have it 10 times. I wanted Clement to have it 5 times. So in my mind, I'm thinking that's how the Eagles can win this game, if they can dominate on the ground and pass accordingly. And, you know, they might have to pass 20 to 30 times for the other 60 plays. But I really thought that they had to make their mark running the football. And late in the game, they were able to do that. We saw some pretty good runs against a pretty stout run defense. So with that being said, I still think it's the same formula that they need in the next game. If they can run the ball effectively with those three, use those three players, they've got a chance. They didn't win 13 games during the regular season just by accident.
Great stuff as always, James. We really appreciate you doing this for us, and we'll do it again down the road. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Sounds good, guys.
There's James Lofton, a longtime pro footballer, Pro Football Hall of Famer, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Lease the fully loaded 2018 Toyota Corolla LE for zero down and only $127 plus tax biweekly at Maple Toyota next to Wonderland.
Boy, did he shut you down. He gave you the Brian Burke right out of the gate.
He gave me the Maurice Jones-Drew right out of the gate. You missed it on Friday.
Boy, what happened?
MJD. He slapped you around a little bit.
I gave
bit.
Him like some kind of hypothetical. He goes, no, not at all. Moving on.
But this one might have been equally as bad.
Okay.
It's almost like somewhat of a trap game for the Jags, where they might be feeling a little bit too good about themselves after what happened in Pittsburgh. Is that possible? Is that a scenario we could possibly see?
No, not at all.
All right, let's hear today's rendition of pro football players smacking us around. Why are we not talking more about the Jags choking that game away, James? Did you see it that way?
Not really.
Can we just get the no, not at all, and the not really back to back?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, that is so good. And we're both of us are like,
we're
true
so
believers.
Just, our little thoughts.
Just wait till this guy hears this take, and he's going to jump right on it.
Oh,
and be
it's
like,
a great point. You know
it's a great point.
That's what I was waiting for.
You.
Maybe you're right. Like, they were so pumped up against the Steelers.
No, you know what you were waiting to hear was? You know what? I hadn't thought of it that way. But I think you're on to something.
Great question.
It's a great, great point.
No, not at all. Not really.
Whenever someone on this show says something stupid, you're getting this.
No, not at all. Not really.
That is awesome.
Both of them were just dripping with disgust.
They're like, I'm on this show. I'm getting this
they
right out of the
gate. They were disgusted like
too.
Sam Mitchell. Remember when he came on last week, a couple of weeks ago? He was like, listen to you three dummies talk about basketball. He just was fed up.
Yeah, he wasn't happy. I think we left him on hold a little bit too long.
That's what it was. And with our hot takes, and then to come on, and he's like, no, I'm enjoying it. Three hockey guys talking about basketball.
Breaking it down.
Let's hear them one more time back to back, and we'll go to break.
No, not at all. Not really.
That's going to become a new thing.
Yeah.
We're tracking all of the oh my goodness calls from around the sports world. And when are we going to get smacked by a guest?
And when we take callers later on this week, if they ask us a simple question, they're going to get a...
No, not at all. Not really.
All right, time now for a News Talk 1010 traffic update.
Eastbound Gardner at Park Lawn. We got a crash here sitting in the left lane. Heavy going right back to the 427 is the only problem we've got across our majors at the moment. In town, southbound McCowan past Shepherd. Collision in the right lane. Shepherd and Pharmacy and Dundas east of Runnymede. Got a fire investigation on the go here. Dealing with foggy conditions out there. Be sure to drive accordingly. Eglinton Crosstown construction is well underway. Be safe. When you're on Eglinton, please read the signs, obey the lights, drive carefully, and only cross at designated crossings. From the Newstalk 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Eleni Stamatatos.
Leaf game and shutdown tonight. Leaf game and shutdown. That's my whole routine. Monday night, it's gloomy, it's dark, it's ugly outside.
Tonight's one of those nights you just roll down the window, you hear the rain dropping, gloomy out. You shut the mill and you rest your beautiful head on a
MyPillow.
Yes.
You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. MyPillow.com, use the promo code Hayes. Get in on the best offer they've ever put on the table. Buy one MyPillow, you get one absolutely free. And you can pick up the phone and call 1-800-951-6854. Use the promo code Hayes. As always, it comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com, use the promo code Hayes.
It's Leafs game day, all day.
Snaps that home!
Leafs Avalanche coverage continues on Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.